Rebecca, good morning.
Hi.
Thanks very much for joining us on the Daily Program this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, here in Sydney, obviously, we've got a fairly thriving art scene. We do see a lot of art exhibitions coming and going. What makes this one unique? What was the idea behind this this particular exhibition?
What might be surprising to people is that although we love modernism, and you know, it's one of those enduring styles that keeps grabbing our attention, we probably don't really understand all the sort of different facets of it. And I started looking at this maybe 10 years ago in terms of modern architects working in Sydney, and people looked specifically at people who studied in Europe, and then they came to Sydney in that post-war, started working in that post-war period. And I found that there was a really interesting, quite quirky group of designers who brought this very unique kind of European version of modernism to Sydney and started applying it in the Sydney suburbs. Often these crazy white box houses were popping up in the 40s beside the sort of Californian bungalows. And then putting this exhibition together over the last kind of 18 months, we also looked at what was a really important part of it was furniture designers, cabinet makers. So what happened in that post-war period was many skills came from Europe and customs practices. So Europeans were used to a kind of practice of having custom-made furniture. So when they engaged an architect, they kind of designed the whole interior. And then they were used to hiring a cabinet maker to then make all that furniture. And they brought those practices to Sydney. So we've looked at a number of kind of some examples of houses where we've got the furniture, and then we talk about the client and then the person, the Viennese cabinet maker who made the furniture and the Hungarian architect who designed the house. And so it shows a really interesting little kind of aspect of modernism that I think people maybe don't usually think about.
It's kind of interesting to me, that blend of where art meets practicality, because these are obviously lived with pieces.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. I mean, one of the really central things about modernism was for it to be functional. They kind of respond to all the sort of technological changes of the 20th century was to, they just kind of threw out ornament and they threw out kind of historical references, and things were designed specifically in response to their function. So, but what is surprising is that it doesn't mean they're necessarily kind of austere. So it's not like the what we might think of that kind of metal-legged minimalist modernism. Some of this stuff is actually quite ornate. But they chose to decorate with like things like timber veneers. They used quite, you know, interesting fabrics and plush fabrics. They also kind of used interesting patterns and things like that. But you're right, yeah, it was all to be lived with. And they were all in normal houses. And some of the furniture was just sold in retail stores around Sydney. So, and it wasn't particularly expensive. And it was meant to be practical furniture for people to live with. A lot of it was responding to smaller houses and apartment designs as well. So, you know, like you just had one practical small chair rather than kind of these overstuffed, ornate kind of couches that maybe had been the norm before.
Did you come across any particular favourite pieces while curating, putting this exhibition together?
Well, I do love a drinks trolley. and they kept coming up, which is because they're a great piece of functional design, you know, little sort of storage serving thing that can be moved around to matter just to wherever you're entertaining or wherever you might be in the house. And one of my favorite stories is, this is a Hungarian designer, Susan Kozma, who has kind of come to light because, beautiful drinks trolley she designed in Budapest in 1938 is now in the collection of the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, alongside, you know, the sort of top names of 20th century design. And she was this, can she work from her sort of mid-20s, she was in Australia working as a furniture and interior designer, but totally unknown. So we've been able to kind of like go back and look at her career in Sydney and look at some of the things she did, but all kind of on the after discovering this amazing drinks trolley she'd designed.
You know, what I find quite interesting in this day and age, we're obviously living in a very globalist sort of day and age, and we've got all these debates and these struggles around avoiding a lot of Western countries becoming a bit of a monoculture. So when you look at something like this exhibition where we're bringing back an idea, an art form from Europe and kind of making it its own here in Australia, making an Australian-owned version of that, what kind of distinctions do you think we can see reflected in this particular kind of exhibition that might apply outwards to that unique Australian melting pot idea?
Yeah, it's definitely, for me, has been that's been a major part of it, is that to look back at the way modernism is kind of thought about and talked about in Australian history, and to question that and say, hang on, there was lots of other people, other influences. It wasn't a homogenous group. And I think we can always do that in our histories. We need to kind of really be active and looking for the outsiders and the others, the people that are kind of pushed to the edges. So it applies today. I mean, it's really interesting to think, well, what skills are these people were all refugees virtually. What skills are refugees today bringing, that are going to, subtly kind of infiltrate and influence our the way our homes are designed, the way we function in spaces, the way we always look at food and music and things like that in terms of sort of global influences and influences from migration. But we should also look at, in terms of design and domestic spaces and things like that as well. We benefit enormously from all those influences that immigration brings. And, I think we are again, today.
Well, Rebecca, thank you very much. Really appreciate you joining us, letting us know a little bit more about this exhibition.
Well, I hope people can go and have a look.
Absolutely.
And there's also a book called The Other Moderns that people can look up online and check out the stories in a bit more detail as well.
Fabulous. Well, we'll check that one out. Rebecca, thank you very much. You have a very good day.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.